right, welcome to Motivational Monday. We are cruising into the month of July already, and I'm continuing this Motivational Monday podcast in terms of working through a resource called Lose, Love, and Live. An important resource for all of us who go through a process of grief and loss and suffering and pain and working through that in order to find life. And over the recent weeks, we've named the loss, we have felt the pain, we have been angry, we have spent time remembering, and today I want to dive into the conversation around guilt. And I pray this will be motivational for you, as all of us are emotional beings, spiritual beings on this journey of life, and we need each other, because certainly we all will lose love and live. The text for today that is a great one that goes with this is 1 John 1, 8 through 9. And those verses are, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is a great verse. We use it in worship in terms of our creed, confession, all of those elements around worship, recognizing all of us are in need of grace. In that, in much of our lives, we carry around some guilt or shame. And so this fifth dimension of growing through change and grieving the loss of that which has been significant is an experience of guilt. And this guilt is just part of what's baked into our psyche, into our soul. Guilt is real. And to be in community, to live within human circles of care, it means people will take responsibility for living with each other. We might take responsibility for the relationship, to give and receive. We might take responsibility for the relationship and how we come through and provide loving support or encouragement. To take on human responsibility, to provide stability and purpose. All of those things are part of the human relationship. And guilt, then, is a real dimension of responsible communities. You see, guilt is the term that's often used when one does not fulfill one's task. We fall short. We don't do all that we said we would do. God forgive us for the things that we've done and the things that we have left undone. Guilt is the term used when we do not give what we've claimed that we will give. And therefore, when a significant loss occurs, we might raise questions about what we could have done or should have done, or maybe what we should not have done. Again, this can happen in many ways. And one of those areas of loss in our life, in our world, is marriage. The current stat is upwards of 60%+ in our own country will end up going through a divorce. So there's a loss of marriage, and that could be whether chosen or unchosen. It also can happen through death, the loss of a loved one in that way. Many things can then well up within that. The guilt of maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I should have spent more time doing XYZ. If we would have spent more time, maybe if we would have done counseling, maybe we shouldn't have done counseling. And you can see how all of this plays, those tapes that begin to play, right, and wash in and through us over and over and over again. Guilt builds up within each individual. And so guilt isn't, though, just limited to relationships for which we have responsibility or the power to act. Guilt also may be present even when there's nothing that we could have done, but it doesn't take that feeling away, right? Maybe there's nothing that we could have done, but I still feel this responsibility, this weight. I should have or should not have done a certain thing. The author of this book that I'm reading gave a great example, saying, you know, a father gave his daughter the keys to the car when she had just turned 16. And then a mile from their home on one of her first independent drives, she was hit in a car accident. And he takes on that responsibility that he wishes he never would have given her those keys, or that they would have, should have waited another year or two for her to get her license. Again, you can see how these feelings and thoughts and emotions of guilt go through a person's mind. Well, these feelings of inadequacy and powerlessness and shame are reasons that we have to spend time dealing with guilt in the grieving process, sorting out what we're really responsible for and what we have no power over to control. That's also vital, and that's another one that weighs so heavy is, am I even responsible at all? I feel so out of control. I couldn't carry this thing. It was out of my hands. And then this ties into our prayer life and how we can have guilt over our prayer life, that I prayed and prayed and prayed and it never happened. And maybe I should have prayed a certain way. And if I would have prayed a certain way, then it would have been better. One of my family members once said, you know, they prayed and prayed and prayed just as Reader's Digest told them to pray. And they must have missed a step or two because they didn't get what they prayed for. And so there's this guilt resting inside someone's soul, thinking it's because they didn't do the right thing again. Well, naming our limits and accepting our humanity can open us up to this human future beyond pain, where we can live in the midst of it, we can tend to it, we can consider it, but ultimately we hand that back over to God and say, I cannot carry this guilt or this part anymore. God, take it from me. And so you hand that over. There's a process of handing that over. And by doing that, free to live into, to take steps forward, free from that burden of or that sense of responsibility that you've taken so serious. And so with that guilt and considering that guilt, take some time today and name those feelings of guilt. What are the things that you hold on to that you want to unleash? What are those things that have been weighing you down that you need to process through in order to be made new? And then I want you to consider the kind of companion that you need to help you to work through that guilt. Some of the better companions for working with guilt are the people who walk well with you as you experience that. And people who know guilt in their own lives, they actually get it. They've spent time there. There are people who know they've made mistakes and understand that you feel what you feel and that you've made them too. You've made those same mistakes, perhaps. You do not need someone to talk you out of your feelings. That would be the worst thing that could happen when it comes to guilt. You don't need someone to talk you out of it. Say, oh, just let it go. You don't have to do that. No, it's okay to sit within and to work your way through. If someone's doing that, it just gets another irritant. You need someone to affirm your feelings of guilt and say, yes, those are real. Yes, those need to be considered. You also need to be around individuals who've experienced grace. We all have been loved when we don't deserve it. When we are feeling pain and not liking ourselves, we need people around us who know what it's like to have received love when they didn't feel worthy. And this kind of person is one who stays present and isn't pushed away by your grumpiness or your selfishness that you might be undergoing. They love you even when you don't know yourself as lovable. But they're going to stand in there. And it's good if this person can ask thoughtful questions with you, for it helps you to sort through which situations you have responsibility for and which are beyond your capacity to change. Admitting you don't have the power to make situations right or to bring back someone who's gone may not be easy, but by thinking about it over and over, you eventually come to accept what is yours and what is not yours. I think that's the difference between the clenched fist or the open hand. What is yours and what is not yours? And of course, if you live in this faith story of God, then know that forgiving mercy is yours and that guilt will not have to be tended to or held on to forever, because God will receive that and take that from you. All religions in this world have that element of looking into the heart of God or seeking God's mercy. And we even have a story in scripture here that could motivate us. This is a big story. It's the story of Cain and Abel. And it reveals a God whose mercy extends to the one who has actually killed his brother. And while God exacts some penalty on Cain for his crime, God also offers Cain an opportunity to live life again, to create family, and to have a future. This and so many other stories told within our faith communities help us realize that guilt is real, but forgiveness is possible. And so knowing this opens us up to receiving forgiving grace and to step into that future. And so on this day, maybe you are that companion who can sit with somebody in their guilt. Maybe you need to search out that person to sit with you and to continue to just process and to be present in that place, knowing again that God is working to make new, but that it's well spent time to consider that guilt that we have felt and our responsibility for the things that we've done and for the things we've left on. And as you journal through this and as you process, may you find life, abundant life. All right, stay motivated. Good day.